Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
The moment that I decided to be the author of my story rather than a character in it is the moment that my pain began to evolve into my power.
You can either live your dreams or live your fears. And I think the majority of people actually are not living their dreams, but are living their fears.
Our lives are mostly affected by the way we think things are. Not the way they are. The way we think they are affects us most.
Study the darkness. You find no answers in the light. Happy moments, but the dark times, man, you can't get there unless you put yourself there. Life will take you there.
Failure doesn't mean it's over and life stops. Failure means at this moment, in this particular time, you didn't pass this thing. You can either retry and do it again and then pass, or you could partake in something else and possibly pass in that.
This is your season. This is your season because you put in work when everyone else was resting. It's why you got disturbed at night and knew you had to get up. You're learning that feelings aren't facts. The fact is, if you put in the work, results will follow. If you feel like it or not, you might as well put in the work so that when the feeling comes, when the feeling goes, the results stay with you. The benefits of a better version of you, the stronger version of you with greater endurance, is something you can take in every arena of life. You will never find it crowded when you go the extra mile.
Because if where you at today, if God had showed you what you would have to go through to get to where you are today, you would turn back. Because in order to get to who you are, you had to go through every single thing you went through. You wouldn't even know what you know. You can't have a testimony without a test.
It's a new year, but is it really going to be a new you? A better you? I mean, what's going to make this year any different? What's going to keep you committed? Everybody makes a decision, but what's hard is staying loyal to your vision. What's hard is waking up every single day to go get it. You got to understand, ain't nothing in this world given. So if you want to make a change, you got to get outside your comfort zone and stop living inside your limits. You got to get up and go fight for your dreams. Yeah, anything is possible to the heart that believes.
Success is not how far you got. Because see, you're going to be disappointed all the time. Because somebody always further than you. So now you'll forever be disappointed. Success ain't how far you got. Success is how far you got from where you started. That's your success.
All great success in life is preceded by long, sustained periods of focused effort on a single goal, the most important goal, with the determination to stay with it until it is complete. Throughout history, we find that every man or woman who achieved anything lasting and worthwhile had engaged in long, often unappreciated hours of concentrated, disciplined work in a particular direction.
We need to find ways of accommodating failure into the narrative of our lives so that when we do fail, we do not feel or have to accuse ourselves always of being losers. One of the great enemies of creativity at a personal level is the fear of failure. And no creativity, as Nietzsche told us, no creativity can occur without an accommodation with failure. If you are not prepared to fail as an individual, if you are not prepared to fail, you cannot succeed.
History is written by men and women that are authors of their story. These people have taken the human spirit and utilized it as a change agent. They have utilized it as the natural effect, the eternal effect that changes things. What are you willing to change?
You could be so much better than you are, and you know it. You know you don't try as hard as you can. You know you just make excuses as to why you're not where you want to be. This is not about where you are relative to other people. This is about where you could be. Where you could be if you tried as hard as you possibly can. If you did everything to the highest degree that you can conceptualize. But you and I both know that you are meant for more. You're not meant to be one of those people. You are meant to set the bar higher for yourself than anyone else can set it for you. You are meant to chase excellence in every single area of your life. And you are meant to fulfill your vision of who you could be.
And that's why you have to take responsibility for your life, take control of your life, and understand that you can do everything that God has placed on your heart to do, but it's on you to get up. It's on you to take that first step. It's on you to be accountable and be real with yourself and start making the necessary changes that are needed for you to start moving in.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Got great ideas, but no idea how to build a website? Get Bluehost. Their AI design tool creates high-quality WordPress sites super fast. Whether you're a blogger, influencer, or launching a side hustle, Bluehost helps boost your growth with built-in marketing and e-commerce tools. Upgrade to cloud to get 100% uptime and 24/7 security to stay online all the time. Why wait? You've got the vision. Make it real. Visit Bluehost.com to get started.
Better direction for you to start getting to a better place, for you to get and reach your potential in this life.
You fight your last fight when you breathe your last breath. If this was your last year, what's the legacy that you're gonna leave? Get up and go live your dreams. Make the world respect your greatness. Make this year your year. It all starts with you.
Don't quit on you. Turn things around by taking one step in front of the other until you reach your destination. It may be slow. It may feel like you're being delayed, but you are not being denied. Never, ever quit.
Life is so difficult and challenging that unless you give it everything you have, the chances are very high that it will embitter you. And then you'll be a force for darkness and not good.
Well, it's that time of year again. We start to feel real happy. Why? Because we're not going to work. It's a real good time of year. So in that good time of year, we start to feel real good about ourselves. So I start to feel great. So we start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do better in school. I'm going to be better here, be better there. But guess what happens? The real Merry Christmas happens when all of that noise is gone. It's quiet. And it's you against you. And now all those endorphins are gone. And that promise you made about getting up early and getting after it to go lose weight, study harder, guess what? It's a lot fucking harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now. Stay true to yourself. Stay hard.
Give it up. Give up that war. You know the war that you have to really fight? It's the war against yourself. You have to fight the war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life.
Fuck everybody that doesn't believe in us. Come on. We're going to go out. We're going to become the best version of ourselves. We're going to inspire other motherfuckers to win. And because of us, this world will change. So my message is very simple. Give yourself permission to be the bad motherfucker that lives inside your heart that you are afraid to tell anybody about. Because we all have that version of ourselves, and keeping that version of ourselves is the greatest fucking tragedy of our entire existence.
For things to get better, you gotta get better. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better.
I think the biggest disability that we have as human beings is unbelief. Everything starts with a vision, and a man without vision dies. But unless you know three things. Number one, who are you and what your value is? Number two, what is your purpose here in life? And number three, what is your destiny when you're done here?
Yourself have to be tough. Because the biggest battle that you have is with yourself. What you say to me, and you tell me what I can or can't do, will not affect me, discourage me unless I allow it to. If you want to get to your dreams, you want to accomplish your goals, you have to be able to deal with yourself. And stay positive. Don't talk to yourself in a negative way. And continue to stay on your path. Continue to get better and better and better. But you can't do that without first being inwardly tough with yourself.
The goal that you seek, or the prize that you're seeking, is in the work that you're not doing. No matter where your goal is in terms of its height or how delusional it may seem, you're still gonna aim for it and figure out whether or not you'll get there later.
One day in the gym is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person. When you do anything, it adds up. When you do nothing, it amounts to zero. So take the small steps every day. Do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days. They take time. And whatever it is you want to do isn't going to happen in 1 day. You have work to do. And I know it's just a little bit. I know it's just a little tiny movement forward, but that work is what it takes.
What's it going to take? What's it going to take for you to finally abandon the life that's destroying you? To finally be the person that you keep telling yourself that one day you're going to get around to being? What will it take? How many years wasted? How many moments of regret? How many disappointed looks in the mirror? How bad does it have to get before buckling down and doing the work required to be the best version of yourself seems like the better path? Because one day you're going to run out of years to waste and moments to regret. One day won't be an option. So instead of one day, how about today?
Don't quit when it hurts.
Don't quit when you feel like it's hard. Don't quit when you fail. Don't quit when it's impossible, when it's inevitable, when it's unlikely, when it's unpopular. If you're in the valley right now, just I want you to just remember these two words. Just don't quit. Just keep going. That's 90% of the whole game. Just keep going.
You know, the fact that life is short and can be brutal, can terrify you into hiding and avoiding, but it can also, you can flip that on its head and understand that since you're all in anyways, you might as well take the risks that are adventurous.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
Everything that hurts you, find a way to overcome it. Everything that you feel is difficult for you, find a way to still do it. As long as you can do the things, stop listening to the mind.
All in your mind. Whatever you hold in your mind will tend to occur in your life. If you continue to believe as you have always believed, you will continue to act as you have always acted. If you want different results in your life or your work, all you have to do is change your mind.
I need you to do me a favor. Do more than just exist. Do more than just stand around and wait for good things to happen to you. That's not how the world works, and that's certainly not how your dreams work. Those high goals and aspirations that you have for yourself, those same ones that you have on your vision board that you've prepared for 2024, it's not just gonna come to you.
I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to confront you. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you are not gonna do me like this no more.
Life is shorter than you think. Okay, you're thinking, wow, I've got 10 years to figure it all out. I've got all these vistas of time. I'm young, I'm healthy, etc. You don't have nearly as much time as you think you do. It goes very fast. So you need a sense of urgency and energy.
Opportunity mixed with difficulty. Opportunity mixed with challenge. We've got a chance to grow like never before, but I'm telling you, there's going to be many enemies that's going to try to prevent us. As soon as you plant the garden, the busy bugs and the noxious weeds are out to take it, and you've got to learn not only to nourish your values, you've got to learn to do battle with your enemies. Whatever threatens you, I'm asking you to threaten it back.
You know you're aiming high enough when you know you have to stretch in order to achieve them. Stretch mentally, stretch in your skill set, stretch in the rooms that you need to walk into, stretch in the conversations that you have to have, the conversations necessary to bring out the best in you. Because the tragedy of life is not having a target too high and missing it, it's having a target that's too low and hitting it.
It doesn't matter where you are in life. It really doesn't. Because the great thing about life is it's always your next move. Your next move that counts, no matter where you are.
Consider your craft as an energy alive in you. It's just as much a part of the cycle of evolution as other living things are. It wants to grow. It wants to flower. To hone your craft is to honor creation. It doesn't matter if you become the best in your field. By practicing to improve, you're fulfilling your ultimate purpose on this planet.
Your mindset matters. You know why? Because the quality of your life is dependent on your perspective. This world can be either hell or paradise. Pain can either be an enemy or a friend. Loss can either be the end or the beginning. But here's the good news. You get to decide. You create the definition of your reality because you are always in control.
Stop it. Stop complaining. Stop moaning. Stop groaning. Stop wishing and wanting and whining. Stop waiting for the right moment. Stop waiting to know more or to understand how to do it better. Stop waiting for the end to be clear so that you can start. Stop waiting for someone else to show up. Stop waiting for someone else to tell you how to achieve your goals and how to live your dreams.
If you win enough days, you win the week. If you win enough weeks, you win the month. If you win enough months, you win the year. And if you win enough years, you win the life. And it's that simple, all right? There's no magic outside of that.
Go do something. Do the best thing that you can think of. Put the best plan you have into practice. It's not going to be perfect, and it will change along the way. But it will change partly because you become disciplined pursuing the path. And as you become disciplined, you become wiser. And as you become wiser, you become able to formulate better and better plans.
You never get to surprise yourself. Surprise yourself with the greatness that lies within you. All you have left are thoughts and dreams of what if I had only tried? What if I had only pushed myself a little bit longer? What if will be the death of you? Tell a greater story. Do yourself a favor and don't just exist. You're made for more than that.
Need adversity. That we need adversity, we need difficulty, we need struggle. You need a weight to carry. And if you don't have any of this, you do not get your character tested. You do not advance in your own perception of who you are in this world and how you engage with all the other people around you.
I woke up one day and stopped making excuses. I woke up one day and stopped playing the blame game. I woke up one day and looked at the man in the mirror and was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Wake up. It's showtime. Let's go.
Easiest thing in the world to do is to complain, blame, and quit and settle. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. But it takes real work to deconstruct and to reconstruct the thought process. That's why I always say to people, what's more important? What we acquire or who we become.
I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what your story is. At the end of the day, you can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then can do them.
If you are living a comfortable life, it only means you are continuously staying inside a field of what you know already. So every time you are crossing that line, every time you are expanding that border, you are expanding that limit. For me, this means there is some growth. There is a new discovery. Because what you are doing is you are bringing light into a space that before that time was a space of uncertainty. It's uncomfortable because you don't know the outcome.
If I have unbelievable big dreams and big goals, then I have to go through hard times. The hard times are a requisite for success. And so if you're going through hard times right now, it means that you're on the path to success. And it's not that you're on the wrong path, it's the feeling of being on the right path.
The biggest advice I could give you right now is just showing up. Show up. If you show up, there's a chance something could happen.
If you want to be great, if you want to get the recognition, if you want all of the things that you dream about, there is only one way to guarantee that you will have those things. Only one. And that is becoming so fucking good at what you do, no matter what it is you do, that it is undeniable that other people recognize how great you are.
It's the hardest thing in the world. To get up every day and give 100%
and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
I'm not gonna rest. I'm gonna keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers that I don't have, even questions that I don't have. But I'm just gonna keep going. I'm just gonna keep going, and I'll figure these things out as you go, right? And you just continue to build that way.
Can't see the proper light if you have never indulged in the very, very deepest dark times.
The work needs doing. It's just like there's no way around it. Like it just has to be confronted. And I think it just comes down to that, is you just have to confront the work. And a lot of people put a lot of extra things between them and the work that they try and romanticize, they try and create superstitions around it, they have. But like at the end of the day, the work doesn't care who you are. It just cares that it gets done.
Stop thinking that you're going to wake up on Monday morning and then have a perfect streak of perfect days where you do everything perfectly. You're not just going to decide on some random Sunday evening that you're going to wake up tomorrow and be a new person and do everything perfectly now, and it's going to be a straight line to the top. The objective is improvement, which means being a little bit better today than you were yesterday. When you're in a position where you have all these bad habits and you haven't developed the character traits to be the person you want to be, is ridiculous. You can't just change your personality on a whim. You have to incrementally change it over time by changing your actions. Don't think of it as, I'm going to be a new person. Think of it as, I'm going to get a little bit better every single day for the rest of my life.
Expect big things. Think big. Think big. You can do it. You can do it. Why can't I do it? Take a little bit of piece at a time of daily goals, monthly goals. You can make it happen. It can happen. What's impossible in your life, go after that. Have that. Go after what's impossible.
Let me tell you what comes on the road to success. If recently, at any point in the last 12 months, you've experienced doubt, if you have a lot of fear or anxiety on the road you're on, or if you've experienced those emotions recently about what you're doing, you feeling like an imposter, if you felt anything like rejection, like lots of rejection, you're on the road that I think you should be on, the right road, the road less traveled.
The moment you make a decision, the moment you say to yourself, this is the workout plan I'm doing, this is the diet, this is the business I'm starting, this is what I'm going to pursue, there is no turning back. You don't negotiate with yourself, you don't change the plan because it's not perfect for you anymore. You do what you said you were going to do.
Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long fucking time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. And then once you start to build something and people start to see the momentum and they start to see the result and you start doing some things, then you're going to get a little belief.
Nobody cares. You know, at the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We got to do our job.
Never back down when your back's against the wall. It matters how many times you get back up, not how many times you fall. It's about your mentality. What's the point of dreaming a dream if you're not working to turn that dream into reality? So speak life into your life. Say, I am purpose. I am healed. I am free. I am me. I am my next level. I am greatness. Speak life into your life. Be your own motivation. You see, a legend is just an ordinary person with extraordinary determination. So find a way and make one. Because at the end, you just regret the chances you didn't take. So find the courage to take one. You ain't limited as you.
Champions are broken. people look at champions and try and find something that that champion has that they don't have. And he's like, but it's not that at all. They lack something everyone else has, which is an off button. They just don't stop.
These people don't go tell people how hard they train. They train in the fucking dark. These people live in darkness. When they're out in the light, putting on a show that's worth paying for. You guys don't even see their fucking grind. So a lot of times people want to be those people. You don't want to be those fucking people. You have no idea what they went through. You have no idea.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when a real dog come out.
Tired don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
So here's the difference between good and great. Very simple. When you're good, you tell others. When you're great, they tell you.
Your true beliefs are only and always expressed in your actions. It is not what you say or what you intend that tells what you believe, but only what you do. Your actions are always the true measure. If you will act the part, if you will pretend as though you have the quality already, the feelings will generate the actions, and the actions will generate the feelings. That if you will act, walk, talk, and live by the same principles and do the same things that successful men and women do, even if you doubt yourself in the initial stages, eventually you will come to the point where you actually feel to the bottom of your soul like a successful, unstoppable human being.
Motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Discipline is infinitely more important. No matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do. That's it. And that's discipline. That's not motivation. If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
Pressure defines who you are and who you're not. But it also defines who you can become.
You can't stop. You can't quit. You can't say, I'm a failure. You're not a failure. You're not. Trust in yourself and step forward. Put one foot in front of another.
You know, there's something powerful that once you just sort of embrace the fact that in order to achieve something big, you've got to get rid of these distractions, you're probably going to have some suffering to get there, or some sacrifice to get there. Suffering and sacrifice and hard work is an indication of progress towards our dreams. The lack of sacrifice, the lack of suffering in our lives, its removal, its non-existence, also equates to a non-existence of a great life.
I think people think it's a magic trick. They snap their fingers, they make a decision, and their life is different overnight. I think there's a lack of appreciation of everything that goes into the moment where you change your mind and you do something different, and then all of the work that goes in to that rebuilding phase and the aftermath of making that decision that ultimately creates the new life.
So you see your goal, right? You know where you want to get, and you head that way, and you run into an obstacle, and you can't get there. You've got to be flexible. You have to realize that. It's like, okay, I'm still going to go to where I'm going, but I need to take a different route.
You are far more capable and competent and powerful than you imagine. You have within you right now the ability to vastly exceed all of your previous levels of accomplishment.
Massive amounts of people leave greatness inside of them out of fear of what others will think, all out of fear of what people think. So I completely resonate with people that feel that way. But what I'll tell you is, once you do it, you realize that number one, people don't care about you as much as you think they do. And then number two, a lot of times, you know, people will only love you if you suppress yourself for them.
This is like a big fat cue to the universe, right?
Once you put something, a thought out to the ethers, to the universe, that I want to do something, I want to start a business, I want to lose weight, I want to work on my mental, emotional health, and then you don't do that, that's a big fuck you to the universe, to your creator. Because once you've had the self-awareness that something is wrong with you, then you have a duty and an obligation, as far as I'm concerned, to do something about it. And if you don't, it is a middle finger to your creator.
I think people are impatient. They want results too quickly. They don't appreciate the amount of hard work that goes into actually crafting the life of your desires. And I think as a result of that, when they don't see results immediately, they burn out and retreat to what's safe and what they know, versus welcoming failure, welcoming uncertainty, getting comfortable with risk, and remaining persistent in their vision to create something more in alignment with their authentic self.
Who you gonna be next year? Is you gonna materialize your dreams? Is you gonna go after everything you said you wanted to have for yourself last year that you didn't do this year? What you gonna do? Ask yourself that. Who you gonna become? Who you gonna be? Stop playing games. You don't like who you is? Recreate yourself. You don't like what's going on in your life? No, recreate that.
You can change the chapters in the book of your life if you want to. You could decide now, I'm going to walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. But too many of you let the, what I call the extras of life, dictate where you're going. How about you start playing the game for the main characters? Your mom, your dad, your children, you! That's who you play the game for.
You can fucking achieve the absolute impossible. You don't need a private school. What you need is what's your straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world.
Never fear a storm. Learn to dance in the rain.
Do you know that your survival rate for every last one of them bad days is 100%. You, your track record for surviving bad days is 100%. You survived every hater. You survived all the evictions. You survived the firings. You survived all the tell you no, we ain't hiring. You survived all the trouble you ever been in. Your survival rate is 100%.
Do not wait on the perfect conditions to go after your dream. Don't wait until there's no fear left in you or that I feel courageous for the moment, because courage can come and it will go. It can also take numerous forms. You will never have the perfect temperature for you to go after the things that are supposed to be in your atmosphere. But if you can have the perfect temperament, that means that when things are going great, you remember that this too can come to an end. When things are going bad, you remember and remind yourself, this too can come to an end.
Year after year after year, you say you're going to be different. Year after year after year, you say, this is going to be my year. And year after year after year, you get to December, still the exact same version of yourself that you were a few years ago. How many more years do you want to keep doing this? Because eventually you're going to run out of years. You're only here for a certain amount of time. Obviously, whatever you've been doing to become the best version of yourself is not working out. So let me offer you a different approach. How about instead of saying, this year is going to be my year, say today is going to be my day. I'm going to get done what I need to do today. I'm going to do what the best version of myself would do today. And then when tomorrow arrives, I'm going to wake up and say, I'm going to focus on today. Stop thinking about the mountain that you're setting out to climb in the upcoming year. Think about the step that you have to take today that's going to get you closer to the top.
You have to want to be better. And it starts off with, you have to have pride in yourself. You have to have pride in yourself. You have to have, there's something about you, whether it's your last name, whether it's just the smallest thing, you have to be proud of yourself. If you have no pride in yourself, I can't give it to you.
Someone has to be the one to break the cycle in your family. Why not you? And why not you be the example and the role model to everyone else in your family and your extended family
There is one constant that will still be here, whether I feel fearful, whether I feel courageous, and the constant is you. You gotta believe that whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're facing, must face you in all of your degrees, in all of your moments. And if you are fearful, that's all right. Because if you step out in faith, if you can operate in it, your fear will find out that faith can defeat it, but only when you are up against a challenge. Don't play it so safe that you never challenge yourself to be great.
I think the easiest thing in life is to give up on whatever, you know, whatever you're focused on or whatever you're hopeful for. The hardest thing is to continue to keep going, but we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on.
Whatever you want to do, believe it, believe it, believe it. Even if you don't believe, play the game of belief. Act as if you believe. That is power. That is sheer power. And it will happen. Believe you me. So never give up. Believe, believe, believe.
Life is about losing. As we get older, we lose our hair, we lose our teeth, we lose our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, and but it's the ones who overcome that, lost in life, shun away adversity, and always willing to fight it. Every particular moment in life are the ones that are able to transcend and be able to spread the word to other people who's in that same particular genre as they are.
Death is the wisest advisor that a warrior has. Because when he thinks that all has lost, he can ask death, is that so? And death will reply, no, I haven't touched you yet.
Greatness is the thing that comes out because you've been tested. Greatness comes out because you've been under trial. Greatness is the thing that is a result of people watching you face odds that you should not have beaten. If you are always going to face challenges when you're the favorite, then you're a bully. And life doesn't have room or space for bullies, because bullies will be confronted. But the hero of the story is the one who will face its own backstory, overcoming the sad moments, overcoming the broken moments. When people see you and they see that you've been through something, they respect it because of what you become because of that something. Never give up. Never quit trying. Never throw in the towel.
Once you experience the freedom and sense of power that comes from letting go of the past and facing life with a confident, life-affirming attitude, there will be no turning back. You will stop listening to people who try to arbitrarily set limits on what you can achieve. And you will have that touch of madness and insanity that all great inventors and builders have. Just enough madness to try something that no one else has tried before, and just enough insanity to pull it off.
If you got something that you want, what is stopping you from getting it? An awakening that you should have, kind of a self-reflective awakening, where you can actually understand the fact that, you know, you're not just floating through space in your life. Oh man, you gotta realize that you're in complete control, right? You're behind the wheel every day.
Life is filled with cracks. Cracks are tragedies, are setbacks, are challenges. But it's through the cracks that the light gets in. So the truth is, we have to look at pain and suffering not as something we invite and welcome, but if it does come our way, you have to see it as the ability for a new birthing, for like a paradigm shift. And all paradigm shifts happen through some disruption.
You go higher, you go even more alone. Because nobody is willing anymore to invest their energy in going higher, because it's becoming more difficult.
People don't realize is that when you walk through your journey of life, it's education. The world is your teacher. But the thing is, not all of us have the courage to live this life because we're afraid of failures. We're afraid of mistakes. we're afraid of hardships because that's survival mindset. But what if I were to tell you to place it all on the line, bet it all over your own existence to live your truth? Because through my struggles, I found my truth.
The actions that you take, the choices that you make, the decisions that you make determine who you are.
We're the ones who get to die. We're the lucky ones. You only get to die for having lived. Most people who could ever exist will never even be born. You won the lottery. Most people will never even know there was a lottery.
I just don't get the mentality of being head down sad. Please take a step back and think about how awesome it actually is. And then recognize that you can attack the world in a totally different way because you were lucky enough to be born during this era.
Life is not going to get easier. It's just that your mind and your body become more resistant, more strong. Same situation, more relaxed. Why? Because you finally start to find a solution that is within your reach, within your hands.
Life. Life is like a puzzle. Life is like pieces of things that go through your life. Images that are small fragments if someone sees them individually. But for you, you realize they're part of a bigger picture. If people knew all the things that you had survived so far, things that you've been through, if they only saw the big picture of your life, instead of hating on you, instead of dismissing you or disrespecting you, they would stand and give a standing ovation that you could even stand after all you've been through. But the reason why you survived is because there's something inside of you that is being transformed. So that everyone else can see that every caterpillar can become a butterfly. But you gotta come out of cocoon.
Each and every one of you got a vision, man. And you know it. A vision to do more, be more. And as I said earlier, your next level might not be upward, but inward. That vision has been given to you. But a lot of us, we discredit ourselves so much of the not enoughs. I'm not enough for this, I'm not enough for that. Congratulations. Maybe you're not supposed to be enough for certain things because certain things aren't enough for you. Maybe you're not supposed to be enough for that job because there's a job greater for you. Maybe some doors have to close in your life so you can walk through the better doors that are meant for your life. Maybe sometimes you gotta get some no's that don't make no sense to walk into your yes. I've learned this in life. Rejection is the ultimate protection. Rejection is just redirection for what God has for your life. You are a choice away from a new beginning and a commitment away from a new life.
If you're an underdog, man, the beauty of being a someone who has to go through struggle, the beauty, because you get that. If there's no struggle, then it's nothing. There's no journey.
Life is, if you're grown and you're talented and you're gifted, like your talent, your skill can get you out of certain problems, right? And then you get to a certain point in life, you hit a certain level of adversity and opposition, and your advantage becomes your disadvantage. And if you ain't built right, if you ain't cut right, it's going to annihilate you.
Everything can become possible if you find the way to translate what is in the mind into action, because this transformation makes things come to earth.
You got to come out of hiding. You got to come out of being silent. You got to stop being on mute. You got to open up your mouth and let out a loud sound that says, I am still here. I am still standing in spite of what I've gone through. You see, you can be in spite or you can live with spite. When you live with spite and anger and frustration about the things that have been done to you, you miss out on all the beautiful blessings of the lessons that were taught to you. If you don't have any adversity, then you will have no story.
Fear limits you, but every day, just push it a little farther.
A choice away from a new beginning and a commitment away from a new life.
Loser could keep on going if he continues to win. champion's the person who gets spit on, flicked off, pushed down, said they don't belong here, but yet they rise. A champion keeps a promise to the one they love the most. A champion doesn't allow the conditions or circumstances to influence. They influence the person they wish to be by the actions they take every day. And champion lives by a powerful code.
If the future gets clear, the price gets easy. Because you got to remember, for every promise, there's a price to pay. Everybody's got to pay the price. Everybody's got to do the deal. Everybody's got to do the discipline. Everybody has to pay. The price is some classes. The price is a few books. The price is a few disciplines. The price is finding something that'll make your life better, make you grow, make you change, make you develop. If you'll make the promise of the future clear for yourself, the things you want, the places you want to go, the things you want to have, all of the values of life that you could possibly want, if you'll make that clear, make those lists, and be serious about it, I promise you it's an easy price to pay. Anybody can pay it.
If you look the same for long enough and you don't want to, clearly something's not working. I think people kind of fear taking that first step into progress, because it's going to result in a change. You know, change can be kind of scary for people.
How many times do you have to hear, if nothing changes, nothing changes? If nothing changes, nothing changes. And yet, somehow we expect things to change. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything, but it isn't. Nothing is going to change unless you change what you're doing.
What I'm here to tell you is that life doesn't happen to you. We all think that life happens to me, right? Life happens for you. It happens for you. I mean, opportunities will come to you every day. It's either for you, you can remain scared of the opportunities, or you can embrace them and take them.
He said, if you have enough reasons, you can do the most incredible things. Here's what you might be lacking, a long enough list of reasons. Reasons that drive you, reasons that get you up a little extra early, reasons that keep you up a little extra late, reasons that make you a team player, reasons that make you solve the dilemma of your own challenges and then start helping somebody else with their challenges. Reasons, that's what makes the difference.
It doesn't matter what challenges it is that you are facing there. It is the fundamental principle behind it that you do not run away. That you are open for everything that is being thrown at you.
There are times in life when you're going through a hard time and you think you're going through a test. That's not the test. The test is how you go through the hard time.
Look, I get it. I know life can be tough. I know there are times when you come up against something, an obstacle or a setback, someone says something, or something just simply happens. You need to realize that it's okay. You will get through it. You do have the ability to overcome it and to go forward.
That's not your problem. You have a vision issue, but it's not the lack of it. You have a vision issue. You have dreams. If I said, do you want to be rich or poor? You'd say rich. You want your family to be proud of you or not proud of you? What would you say? Do you want to be happy or sad? Here's your issue. Your vision is this. It's a depth perception problem. You believe it's further away than it is. You've created thoughts, patterns, belief systems, and actions that perpetually keep it there. What if that's the great lie the adversary uses you to keep you average and ordinary? He uses two lies. You ain't good enough, and it's further away than you think it is. And so you pace yourself. You walk too slow. You talk too slow. You take notes too slow. You do everything too slow. People get around you, they don't get a feeling that you're on fire. They get around you, they don't think their life's gonna change. They get around you, you seem average and ordinary. You gotta start walking faster, talking faster, and believing it.
Don't be afraid to go for something. Don't let everybody else tell you you can't. The only person who knows if you can or you can't is yourself. And you might not be able to, but have the courage and conviction and the balls to go for it anyway.
You have to be champion before you become champion. Do you understand that? You have to be the champion in this to be the champion in this. But I want to be up more than anybody on the planet want me to be down. To get the best out of yourself. Not competing with anyone else but you. And that's how we improve as a person, improving ourselves.
Here's what you must learn to do. Accept the pain, but not the guilt. There's part of our head sometimes that tries to make us feel guilty if we've made a decision that's been painful, not necessarily, not just for us, but maybe even for other people. But it had to be made. So here's the key to accept the pain, but not the guilt. Because it's not pain that destroys you. It's guilt.
Visualize it, but also feel it. Like, feel yourself there. Close your eyes. Smile to yourself and feel yourself there.
Expecting it's 20 years from now, the people, places, and things that could deliver it now, you miss. But when you live in anticipation, I'm one decision away. I'm one new relationship, one new client, one new investor, one speaker, one podcast away from changing my life. When you live in expectation of it, you see, hear, and feel things that were always in your field of awareness that you were oblivious to before.
Didn't ask for an easy life. I take what comes. If it leaves, I let it pass.
If I've learned anything from life, is that sometimes the darkest times can bring us to the most brightest places. I've learned that the toughest lessons can teach us the most important lessons, that the most painful struggles can grant us the most necessary growth. Said in times like these, it helps to recall there have always been times like these.
People often say they want to go to the mountaintop, because the idea of a mountaintop means that you're at the peak. You've reached the zenith of life, you're the alpha, you're the dominant one. But that's not the way life works. Life isn't about reaching a mountaintop to getting to the peak, because if that was it would be the day you would die. Everything is done because there is nowhere to go but down. See, life is not about getting to the mountaintop. Life is about going through the valleys, the peaks, and then to the mountain.
You are going to get put into a storm and you have no control over it. So for a period of time, you're going to get hit with waves of emotion that you have no control over, and they're going to knock you off your feet. But over time, that storm is going to fade a little bit. And those waves are going to get weaker. That storm will pass. That's number one. Just know that that storm is normal and it's going to pass. And then it's going to still hit you. But over time, those waves are going to get weaker and they're going to get less frequent.
It's never too late to just start over if you're willing to. Yes, it's going to be a lot of work. No, it's never really going to be easy, but you can do it if you want to.
Like we said, hell is when you look at who you could have been and realize that you're not that person. And then I think, if I were to make that man, what would I put that man through to make him who he is? Like, it wouldn't be easy times. It wouldn't be quick wins. It wouldn't even be easy wins. It would be the toil and the struggle of achieving and reaching for things that are right out of grasp.
Sometimes it seems like
People need a little bit more pain before they make a change. And change happens when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of making a change.
Are you where you are because of how you act? Or are you acting how you act because of where you are? If you kind of have like an aimlessness that you feel a lot, honestly, I mean, that's not fulfilling enough. That's not enough. You don't have a thing. You just kind of float around. You exist. And I think if you have that kind of aimlessness, that should be a call to action to at least start looking for something.
There are situations in life that you're not going to win. But that's not the test. The test is, what do you do about it in the end when you didn't win? Did you actually figure out what the real test is, what is really important? All right, you think about it, you meditate on it, you chew on it, you take heart. How are you going to face it? How are you going to do it? And what is it really, really all about?
In order to successfully transform your life, commitment must pick up where motivation inevitably drops off. Don't get good, just get done. You'll get good as you go. Get done on your first iteration. Procrastination is a game for weak and small-minded people. Motivation and willpower are never enough to keep you going. Commitment is what is required. Stop trying your best. Stop trying your hardest. Simply do what is required. You become great as you continually ask yourself, have I done what's required to push the needle forward on my goals today?
You really want something? Just in my life experience, and when you really want something, you're gonna find a way, ultimately. And it might not be today or next year, or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things. Do I like it enough to get out of this comfort zone that I'm in and to make some sacrifices of my time, of my energy, of my effort? In this life, it's not necessarily guaranteed that you'll get there, but I know what's not guaranteed is you being comfy and getting there. That's not happening.
It's easy to say I want to climb something. It's difficult once the climate changes around you. What do you do and who do you become when there's no one cheering for you? What do you do when there's no one believing in you? What do you do when there is no one but an audience of one? It's you and your work ethic against the rest of the world. Do you still want to climb that mountain? Mountain climbs are for those who truly understand that it is going to be a lonely road. But once you get there, the view is worth the climb.
Life, you have to have no fear. You have to have no fear. You have to believe in who you are and what you do, and just go fucking get it.
I know you might not realize it right now, but one day, all that hard work you're putting in is gonna pay off. I promise you. Just keep going.
Remember, most people are gonna quit. Most people are going to quit. All of your enemies, all the people making fun of you, all the people laughing at you, they're all going to quit. So all you have to do is just not quit. It's so true. You guys think you're weak. You're really not weak. You allow yourself to behave weak, but you're not weak. But you've got to train that up. You've got to push yourself. You have to put yourself constantly in uncomfortable situations, hold yourself accountable to results and being tough and pushing through and persevering. And when you get to that point where you think, I can't go another inch, you're only 40% of the way there.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.